Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Konecki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today we're going to be taking a look at some, well, I guess you could say they are recent acquisitions, but we're going to be taking a look at some recent and current London musicals.
Recently, we spent 2 weeks in London, and it was a very enjoyable vacation, and we brought back these five CDs, three of which were provided by Andy Pike of First Night Records. And the first show we're going to look at is the current revival of 42nd Street. 42nd Street is playing at the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane, and while we were there, the name star in the show was Lulu. But when the show originally opened, it was Sheena Easton, and we're going to hear some of the songs she sings in the show, but we thought we'd start with one of the familiar tunes from 42nd Street for two of the bright young hopefuls. They are sung by Claire Halse and Stuart Neal. The song they'll sing is Young and Healthy by Dubin and Warren.
I know a bundle of humanity, she's about so high. I'm nearly driven to insanity when she passes by. She's a sunny little honey who's oh so hard to kiss. I'll try to overcome her vanity and then I'll tell her this. I'm young and healthy, and you've got charms. It would really be a sin not to have you in my arms. I'm young and healthy, and so are you. When the moon is in the sky, tell me what am I to do? If I could hate ya, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature, I'm full of vitamin A. Say, come on, kid, sing!
I'm young and healthy, got charms. It would really be a sin not to have you in my arms.
I'm young and healthy, and so are you. When the moon is in the sky, tell me what am I to do?
If I could hate ya,
I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature, I'm full of vitamin A. Say,
I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old.
From the current London revival, you heard a song from the First Night original cast recording of 42nd Street. That song was Young and Healthy, and it was sung by Claire Halse and Stuart Neal.
We will go to one of the Sheena Easton solos in this recording, and we were told by Andy Pike that she was really very good, because I must have had a quizzical look on my face when he told me that Sheena Easton was the star, because, of course, I only remember her from her pop career. So it's nice to hear that she has gone on to the stage. Here she is to sing You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me.
I don't know exactly how it started, but it started in fun. I just wanted someone to be gay with, to play with someone. But now I realize that I could never let you go, and I've come to tell you so. Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms, I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Thank you.
regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me.
From the current revival of 42nd Street in London, that was Sheena Easton with You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me.
Now, 42nd Street was a stage musical made from a film musical, and they augmented the songs in the film with other songs by the team of Dubin and Warren. And I suppose because Sheena Easton was a big name, she needed more songs than the Dorothy Brock character had in the usual revival of 42nd Street, so they found another song by Dubin and Warren, The Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Now, this was a Dubin and Warren song that was found in a 1930s film called Moulin Rouge, and originally it was sung in that film by Constance Bennett. Here is Sheena Easton with Boulevard of Broken Dreams from the current London revival of 42nd Street.
Walk along the street of sorrow, the boulevard of broken dreams, where gigolo and gigolette can take a kiss without regret and so forget their broken dreams. You laugh today and cry tomorrow when you behold your shattered schemes. And gigolo and gigolette wake up to find their eyes are wet with tears that tell of broken dreams. Here is where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. But I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here you borrow, cannot keep it long, it seems. But gigolo and gigolette still sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams. Where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. But I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here, keep it long, it seems. But gigolo and gigolette still sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams.
Sheena Easton and the company of the current revival of 42nd Street in London with Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Warren and Dubin.
Our next musical is a sort of revival, and it was very popular on both sides of the Atlantic, and it was so originally and was turned into a film. It's the David Heneker musical Half a Sixpence, which was based on a novel by H.G. Wells called Kipps. Now, unfortunately, as far as I'm concerned, because this is a show I did in my misspent youth and liked except for one song that seemed to be repetitive, the score has been augmented by Stiles and Drew, who did Honk, among other musicals. And to be honest, I don't like a great deal of what they've done on this score. For purists, it's not half a sixpence. It's half a threepence, as far as I'm concerned, because the David Heneker music and some of the songs were beautiful, have kind of been overlooked. But we do have another cast recording, and we are going to go to this revival. Here is the title song from Half a Sixpence. It's performed by Annie Wensick and Charlie Stemp.
See, I got this sixpence, and I managed to file it in half. Done it this morning.
Well, what you do that for? It's no good if it's broke.
It's a token.
What's a token?
Well, you keep half, and I'll keep half. And when we're separated, you look at your half, and I'll look at mine, see? And then we think about each other.
That's silly.
No, it ain't. When sweethearts are going steady and walking arm in arm, they sometimes swap these little gifts like a ring or a lucky charm. I've heard that half a sovereign is a thing they use a lot, but sixpence is the only thing I've got.
Still, half a sixpence is better than half a penny, is better than half a farthing, is better than none.
Think of it like this.
Think of it like this.
If it's me you miss.
If it's me you miss.
When I'm miles away.
When you're miles away.
Touch it every day.
Yes, every day.
Then maybe that half a sixpence will make you think half a kips is the kind of an half whose lips is the kind you might kiss. When I'm back with you.
When I'm back with you.
One and one make two.
One and one make two.
And likewise two half sixpences go together like this.
Arthur, come on! You're going to miss your train. And mind you behave proper when you get there.
Arthur's always proper, aren't you, Arthur?
Of course I am, Auntie. Oh, well, I'd better go.
Oh, well, don't forget your banjo.
Oh, don't forget me.
Of course not, Auntie. We're sweethearts now, aren't we?
From the London revival of Half a Sixpence, that was Annie Wensick and Charlie Stemp to perform the title song.
This revival of Half a Sixpence started at the Chichester Music Festival, and that's a very prestigious festival that's held each summer in Chichester, and usually they do four or five shows, and sometimes the good ones come into London, and this was one of those good ones. Half a Sixpence was originally a vehicle for Tommy Steele, and someone we know who saw this revival said that the young man who played the role of Kip simply did not have the star power that was needed for the role of Kipps. But he sounds very good on this first night original cast recording. Here's one of the two new songs you're going to hear tonight. It's called Believe in Yourself. Because Kipps gets a great deal of advice from a great many well-meaning people. The song, Believe in Yourself, is sung by Emma Williams and Charlie Stemp as Kipps.
I believe there's more in me than just a young woman following her mother around buying curtain material.
Oh, I am sure of that, miss.
Well, there you are, you see. We have a great deal in common, you and I.
Really?
Believe in yourself. You may be surprised when a talent you hide becomes recognized. Believe in yourself, why not give it a try? There's sometimes more to someone than meets the eye. Believe in yourself, there's strength to be tapped as you flee from a world in which you feel trapped. Believe in yourself, and you'll find if you do that those around you start to believe it too. There's so much you'll achieve when you start to believe in you.
I'll believe in you, miss, if you'll believe in me.
Mr. Kipps, we have a deal. Believe in yourself, try saying, I can. It's not winning the race, it's saying, I ran. Believe in yourself, you have nothing to lose. It's not the steps you take, it's the path you choose.
I've always noticed you, you know. There was something about you.
Really? It's a bit hot in here, miss. Believe in yourself, and you'll find if you do that those around you start to believe it too. I remember that, you know, miss.
I'll believe in you if you'll believe in me.
There's so much you'd achieve when you start to believe in you.
And now good night, Mr. Kipps. See you next term.
No, miss. Walsingham.
Emma Williams and Charlie Stemp sang Believe in Yourself from the rewritten and revised Half a Sixpence. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
Now, I have to admit, I did not read the liner notes to see what the story is now, but judging from who's singing songs and the way the songs have been redistributed, I have a funny feeling this is an entirely different story than the one that I know. And it seems like it's also been a departure from the novel as well. So, once again, I'm happy to have some of the songs, but I don't know, this just isn't the same musical for me. Here is a song that originally belonged to Anne Pornick, and I don't know who gets it now, and that is Arthur Kipp's Beloved. It's called Long Ago. Singing it in this recording is Devon Elise Johnson.
We left it too long. I should have thought of that.
To tell you long ago, so long ago, but how could I tell you? I was hoping to find that love would grow, but now I know that that was a dream. It was not to be. It was not to be. Games we used to play, things we used to say, it was not to be. And now, my it says I have to let you go. My heart won't go. You're mine as you were mine. Long ago.
From the recent London revival of Half a Sixpence, that was the song Long Ago by David Henniker. Performing it was Devon Elise Johnson.
Kipps works with other young men, and they're all striving to become successful. And sometimes they have to rely on advice from each other, not only the advice from the people who have already become successful. And that's the theme behind our last song from this Half a Sixpence revival. The song is called In the Middle There's Me, and it's sung here by Alex Hope, Callum Train, and Charlie Stemp.
How do you know when you find you've got to, which one of the two is the one? I'm a sixes and sevens, or fingers and thumbs. The mental arithmetic isn't much fun. It's a mess, I confess. Me head and me heart won't agree. On the one hand, there's her. On the other, there's her. And then in the middle, there's me. How do you choose between this one and that? There has to be some kind of rule. To see both of them happy, that's what I want most. I feel like a gooseberry, but I'm just a fool. I'm a chump, I should plump for the one who is my cup of tea. On the one hand there's her, on the other there's her, and then in the middle there's me.
Can it be as hard as he supposes?
Seems good fortune just falls into his lap.
And yet look at him, the thorn between two roses.
I've never seen a more unhappy chap.
How do you know when you find you've got two? Which one of the two is the one?
Is the one?
I'm as sixes and sevens, or fingers and thumbs. The mental arithmetic isn't much fun.
Isn't much fun, it's a mess.
It's a mess,
I confess.
I confess, me head and me heart won't agree. On the one hand there's
her, and there's her.
On the other,
on the other there's her.
And then in the middle,
then in the middle,
oh what a riddle.
Oh what a riddle.
And then in the middle,
in the middle.
Our fourth and final song from the First Night original cast recording of Half a Sixpence was In the Middle There's Me, sung by Alex Hope, Callum Train, and Charlie Stemp as Kipps.
One of our favorite films was Calendar Girls, or should be Is Calendar Girls, about the group of women from the Women's Institute in the north of England who somehow managed to get themselves into a mostly nude calendar. It's a charming, charming film, and it was turned into what sounds like a charming musical as well. We're going to be listening to some selections from the recent production of Calendar Girls that was in London that unfortunately we missed, and we would really have liked to have seen this one because we love brand new musicals. Here's the first song we're going to be listening to. It's called Time Passing, and singing it from this incredible cast, which has many names we've known from over the years, are Claire Moore, Joanna Riding, Joe Caffrey, Josh Benson, and the company.
Tuesday the 29th, Wednesday the 30th, Thursday the 31st,
Friday becomes Friday afternoon,
Saturday slips into Sunday, and overnight turns into
Monday morning, 8:10. The 7:30 bus is late again, stuck behind.
You are kidding!
Golf Club Ladies' Day.
Our flower truck.
Two sisters place the roses on the wall.
More flowers for the guy who brought an air hostess back home and can't believe his luck.
Trying to conform, she buttons up her dresses. Golf Club Ladies don't like former air hostesses.
The duvet we bought in the New Year sails. It's patterned and bright and the size of whales.
Tuesday is a high low. Half day, fish and chips as usual.
Who holds the tops while I'm folding the tail?
Learn this book and then this book, and if you don't pass, I will hit you
with that. Hit me with that one. Didn't Jesus talk about tolerance?
Believe me, if Jesus had have had teenage kids, the Bible would have been very different.
Wednesday, 8:30, St. Wilfrid's Choir.
Mr. Racetrick,
try again to handle the Messiah.
Chin up.
Indeed, Mrs. Racetrick.
Our first song from the musical Calendar Girls featured Claire Moore, Joanna Riding, Joe Caffrey, Josh Benson, and the company, and it's a song entitled Time Passing.
I'm sorry that the producers of this two CD set did not decide to put in a plot synopsis because I'd be interested to see how these various songs worked themselves into whatever they used of the plot of the film that we like so much. I can't tell very much. There are essays about putting the show together and taking the show on the road, and there are copies of the song lyrics, but I don't understand really how they fit into the story very much. But one of the women is played by Claire Moore, and we've known Claire Moore for years in London. She was the second Christine. She did the matinee performances of the original production of Phantom of the Opera, and she's one of our favorites. And Claire Moore gets a solo in this Calendar Girls recording called Sunflowers, a charming song by Gary Barlow and Tim Firth, who were the two who put this musical together.
But then again, says who? Greta from Eindhoven came off the line with the same factory fittings as you. Okay, she might not have love handles, stretch marks, crow's feet each side of her eye. But Greta, I betcha, has not won a cake-baking trophy at the W. Oh, God, it started happening. The hairs go up, the little lights appear. Newton had it, Einstein had it, Alexander Graham Bell, and me, each time I get a great idea. The same way Michelangelo looked at the Sistine roof and said, know what, I'd thought Magnolia before. But standing here, there might be something more. Phase one, take a single seed. A little rain, a little sun is all you need. One small germ of an idea. Learn to hope before you learn to fear. Phase two, ground starts breaking. Doesn't care about the risk it's taking. So long buried in the night, with just a memory of daylight, like a sunflower following the sun. Won't give up until the day is done. Just the one ray, all it's gonna need. Learn the lesson in the seed and turn like a sunflower. Fight to find the sunlight in the sky. Annie, don't stop to think you might not make it. If there's half a chance to take, then take it. One eye following the line, like a satellite dish for sunshine. A sunflower following the sun. Won't give up until the day is done. Just one ray, all I'm gonna need. Learn the lesson in the seed and turn like a sunflower. Fight to find the sunlight in the sky. Let me
sang one of the few solos in the score of Calendar Girls, and that was Sunflower.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to songs from recent and current London musicals on The Dress Circle. Well, we'll continue now with the score of Calendar Girls with a reprise of a song that we actually liked a little more than we did the original. And this song that's entitled Girls. And this is where the gentlemen are trying to figure out exactly what's going on with the ladies. From this original cast, you'll hear Joe Caffrey, Jeremy Clyde, and Maxwell Hutchin.
Lads, I've said, don't panic. Look, they're never going to do a nude calendar.
No, no, oh, no, God, no.
I mean, Jess, my Jess.
The thing that you have to. Okay. You never quite see her undress.
It's impressive.
She's there fully clothed. You pour tea, then look up, and she's there in a nightdress. It's not that we never...
No. ...see each other in...
In some situations, it's just... We tend to do nudity more on a need-to-know basis.
Well, Celia...
Would she?
When we met London to Hong Kong first class...
Wow.
...as an air hostess, she would reveal...
Really?
Not too much.
Not too much.
To a mark.
Absolutely.
The same way that in the film Jaws, you never see all of the shark. And now you fear the girl who walked through life like she was walking through an airport in a Yorkshire golf club slightly hides her shine. I brought her back up here. The fault is mine.
Hey, come on. Look, let's teach this lad something worth learning. Right, ball off, Col.
And mine, my teacher compelled to retire, removed by the powers that be, does crosswords each night by the fire. Her class is, alas, only me.
From Calendar Girls, you heard Girls. That was Joe Caffrey, Jeremy Clyde, and Maxwell Hutchin.
Now, for these very proper ladies, the idea of exposing themselves is outrageous, but they decide that it's worth it if the calendar that they're producing can raise money for the charity they're supporting. And thanks to strategically placed furniture and flora and fauna, and in one case, baked goods, they don't expose themselves to strangers in any improper way. And the calendar does make money because it catches on. And earlier in the show, they had sung this song called Dare, and this is the reprise done by the women of the company, which include Claire Moore and Joanna Riding.
Miss October.
Miss February.
Miss January.
Oh, for God's sake. Miss September.
Miss July.
And August.
And we will provide tea
and coffee.
There are coastlines in the heart. You won't reach if you don't start. Set a course for off the chart and keep sailing if you dare.
Oh, no, no, this is not the motion from me.
Faster if you dare, even leave.
London cast recording of Calendar Girls, you heard the ladies of the company sing the reprise of Dare. Now, one of the bonus tracks is Gary Barlow singing with the original Leeds cast, so obviously there were productions long before the one in London that was recorded on this 2-CD set.
And we should mention this was based on a true story. So if you haven't seen the film, definitely see the film. And we like the music in this very much. Now, it was an uplifting show. And our next one we found to be an uplifting show as well. We finally got to see Kinky Boots. And we saw the London cast that's currently on stage. We'll start with one of the songs about this shoe manufacturer who saves his failing factory that's been in the family for some time by making Lola's Kinky Boots. Performing a song entitled Take What You Get, which opens the show, here are Paul Ayres and Killian Donnelly, and they're joined by the company.
My life were nothing more than shoes, you find me swinging by my tie from a steam pipe. But my guitar, my mates, and music are my escape. It ain't perfect, but it's what I got. Remember the pub where our fathers went to spend the end of the day. Remember the yard behind the pub where we'd run and play. Well, the places we loved came down with a blast. High-rise flats rose up so fast. You can't go back, you can't make it last. What? You've gotta take what you got, even when your life is in knots. You take aim, take your shot. Sometimes you gotta rewrite the plot. You've gotta take what you got. You'd always say that one of these days you'd get out of Northampton town. You'd always say that you wouldn't stay, no. Stick around. Never knew what I wanted before. Now I'm even more unsure. You can't move on if you're still in the past. Listen, you've got to take what you've got, even when your life is in knots. You take the plot. You've got to take what you got. Everybody's telling me what I need to be. Change with the times, move to London town, or live out a legacy. Well, maybe this time I take a chance, leap into the vast. If you're on the wrong road, turn back.
So you'll help me out?
Oh, thank you, Harry.
Two, three.
You've got to take what you got.
Another song from a musical based on a film that was based on a true story. From Kinky Boots, you heard Take What You Get, performed by Paul Ayres and Killian Donnelly.
At the performance we attended, the audience was wildly enthusiastic about all the songs by Cyndi Lauper. And we're going to present 7 minutes of what turned out to be absolute joy. This is the finale of the show, in which Lola and her girls present a fashion show that will save the shoe factory, because they're going to where all those interesting and exotic products that the company now produces. The finale is composed of two songs, Raise You Up and Just Be. And from the London original cast in this live recording, you're going to hear Matt Henry, Killian Donnelly, Amy Lennox, Jamie Baum, and the company with this finale from Kinky Boots in London.
Sappy phone calls that brought me here. I have come for one thing and one thing only. Adulation! People of the world, Price and Son proudly presents Lola's Kinky Boots!
Thank you, Lola.
Once I was afraid, but then you came along. You put your faith in me and I was challenged to be strong. When I lost my way, you were there to see me through. Now let Lola lend some love and do the same for you.
Are you saying you'd like to take me out?
Yes.
Are you saying that you and Nicola are through?
Yes.
Are you saying that you're actually available?
Yes.
And you still like girls?
Yes.
Silent certainty.
Now, you've all heard of the 12-step program, have you not? Yes? Well, whatever you can do in 12, let me tell you, we can do in 6. Oh, and it goes like this.
From the live original cast recording of the original cast of Kinky Boots in London, you heard the finale, Raise You Up and Just Be. The performers were Matt Henry, Killian Donnelly, Amy Lennox, Jamie Baum, and the company of Kinky Boots.
Now, one of the musicals that we missed in London was very popular, but it really wasn't our cup of tea anyway, and it was The Bodyguard. I don't know if you can really call it a musical version of The Bodyguard, because if you know The Bodyguard, she's a singer, and she sings many of the same songs, so not a great deal of music was added to this musical. But we do have its star and members of the company singing some of the songs from The Bodyguard. And Alexandra Burke is currently a very hot property in Britain. She won one of the vocal talent contests. I don't remember which one. But she's been in several things and has had several CDs out. So we'll start with her singing with Chaisa Musanda and the company a song entitled How Will I Know?
Chase me to the clouds on fire. Oh,
from the recent cast recording of The Bodyguard, you heard Alexandra Burke joined by Chaisa Musanda and the company with a very familiar song, How Will I Know?
Our second song from The Bodyguard had been a big hit for Dolly Parton, I Will Always Love You, and here it is sung by Alexandra Burke.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I will always love you.
Alexandra Burke sang I Will Always Love You from the London cast of The Bodyguard. Now, we did get to see Alexandra Burke on this trip. She was in Chess at the English National Opera with Michael Ball, who played Anatoly, and I did not care for her. She was trying to turn Chess into the Alexandra Burke show, and that's not why I went to see Chess.
Well, that's it for our look at recent and current London shows, and we hope you'll join us next week when we're going to be paying a tribute of sorts to Marvin Hamlisch with Marvin Hamlisch on stage, and we'll have some recordings with which you might not be familiar, so really you should tune in for that. So until next week, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.
The